Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Terry Fletcher.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Steel City Underground podcast. This is the WTF segment that we do weekly. We are looking at what the football for week 14. My name is Terry Fletcher. Hope everybody's doing well. So we had some funny things off field this week. Want to get to some of the things that were on field, but just some of the funny things that we deal with from week to week. And you wonder how this actually gets into the, you know, the National Football League. You're just like, okay, these are, Brian likes to say in our group for at SCU, you know, grown ass men, what the heck? You look at some of these things and just say, you know, you're not kids. What's going on? But let's just take a look. First of all, for those of you that are in the betting line, so you do bets on either mybookie.com or FanDuel or any of those sites. If this was the week that you wanted to take the over in most games, this would have been the week to do it. If you look at the Colts Bucks, it was 38, 35 bucks. The Jets games was funny because there was no Le'Veon Bell, and I'll get to where he was in a minute, but it was 22-21 Jets over Dolphins. It was sad because the Dolphins kicker, Jason Saunders, he was 7-for-8 on field goals. That's right, folks. He had 7 field goals. But the Jets pulled it out, which actually is ironic because they pulled it out at the end with a 44-yard field goal by their kicker, Ficker. So it was just kind of a funny game just to see all those kicks and what they're settling for. But that also kind of tells you how important your kicker is. Can't always win a game even with 7 field goals, but what are you going to do? But anyway, that was just a crazy scoring game. The Saints lost to the 49ers, which every time the 49ers win, you know, you just want to say, WTF, people, stop saying, oh, they're legit. If you can't decide if you're legitimate or not as a team by week 14, move on. I keep seeing some of the media people saying, oh, you know, what's the identity of this team or this is who they are? Well, again, we're at week 14. You need to know who your identity is, or a lot of people are going to be saying WTF. But the over in the Saints game was 52. And as you can see, there was how many points scored? Yeah, 48 to 46, 94. That was crazy. And then the Ravens-Bills, you knew the Ravens were going to win. At least I knew it. I just knew it. And it was 24-17. But the conditions were interesting. So it'll be a good game when they get to Heinz Field this weekend. I think that our defense is really going to make a statement this weekend. So I'm excited about that game. But the Chargers, they scored 45 points over the Jags this weekend. I mean, crazy. That was a WTF for me. And as well as the Titans. I mean, the Raiders just, I mean, let's say it. Let's face it. Let's all say it together. The Raiders suck. Right now, they are terrible. And the Titans beat them 42-21. I wonder if the Raiders feel that the $100 million for 10 years that they gave TV star John Gruden was worth it. I mean, wasn't he traded and then fired and then brought back as the all-knowing coach that's going to make the Raiders just this, you know, godlike team when they move to Las Vegas next year? I mean, you just look at what's going on over there, and let's give them a little bit of credit as far as they did try to go get Antonio Brown, and he totally screwed them as he did other teams, but WTF Raiders, what the heck? I mean, I think the only good thing you have going for you right now is how many fans have said they can't wait to see the stadium or see a game in Vegas because there's other things to do there. You don't always have to go to a game. So I feel bad if you're a Raider fan. You can always come over to our side. Our side would be Steelers, but that's all I'm saying. And then I don't know how many of you actually play fantasy football like I do. I'm in 3 leagues. By the last minute and 45 seconds of Monday Night Football's games, Giant Eagles, which was just a terrible game to start. The first quarter was a snore fest. By the end of that game, the 2 minutes left, less than 2 minutes actually, and it said I was going to win by 99%. And this was in my money league, the big betting that I do. And I was just like, this is crazy. I wasn't even supposed to win in that league. And the whole time, all I didn't need to have, because I was done with how I was scoring, is the person I was playing against, he just couldn't have more than 15 points on, who do you think? Yes, Zach Ertz. What happened? At the minute 45, Ertz scores a touchdown. They go into overtime. I'm like, WTF. I'm screaming in my house at that point. And then he scored another one in OT and the coffin was sealed. Because what happened is at that point, I was only 0.2 of a point away. And you know, because I do Yahoo with the league I'm in. So you never know how they readjust the scores the next day. Sometimes you're like, wow, I ended up with another 0.2 of a point here. But that was disappointing. I was like, oh, so now I'm playing in the consolation brackets for the playoffs. So that was really disappointing. But let's take a look what else happened. So the Bengals, poor Bengals, you know, they are just, it's just sad where they're at right now. The Browns beat them 27-19. And it was funny because Cleveland was so excited because this is the second straight season that they've had 6 wins. Now, talk about a standard that's different in Cleveland than it is in Pittsburgh. We're trying to figure out what we do once we get to the playoffs, not the fact that, wow, we're excited about a losing season, but we have some wins under our belt, so let's throw a party. I mean, for those of you out there that remember the WTF moment a couple of years ago where they threw a party for the 0-4 season they had, that was crazy. So it's just a different climate over there. That's all I'm saying. Now, when you look at the Patriots, they lost their second game in the row to the Chiefs. I actually had a bet on that game, so the Patriots never helped me out there. But, you know, I was watching some of that game, and because one of my friends is a Chiefs fan. And so, yes, I was not happy to have to watch it on a device because I was right during my Steelers game. But you notice that once you double-team Edelman, there's nobody else really to worry about. Basically, the Patriots don't have anybody. They've got maybe Sanu out there, and they've got, you know, White, who occasionally can catch, but there's just nobody out there. Dorsett, maybe. But it's really sad if I was a 42-year-old quarterback, as Brady is, and looking around going, I don't have anybody. I mean, obviously, Gronk decided not to come back when they thought he was going to, but it's just sad to me, not in the effect that I feel sorry for them, but in the fact that you just sit there and think, wow, you know, you don't have a quarterback coming in at some point. And a lot of people think Brady's done this year. And so that's just a weird thing that's going on over there. But what's weirder than that is what happened the day after the game and what people were talking about. And now there's another Spygate. So there's some kind of a TV video filming crew that was in the Browns press box at the Browns-Cincy game. And somebody had on a Patriots shirt. And so one of the personnel over there decided to call it in. And now what comes out is that was supposed to be this video team for the Do Your Job series they have on one of the cable channels. But the fact is, this is just bad optics. I mean, let's face it, between the Deflategate and the previous Spygate and people just, you know, the Cheatriots or whatever you call them, it just, you know, they play Cincy week 15. So talk about bad optics, a bad look for that team. I just will be really surprised if the NFL doesn't do something as far as a sanction. You know, Bill Belichick can say all he wants about he had no idea. That man basically knows everything that goes on in and outside that building. And let's face it, he knows what the cafeteria is serving that day. There's no way he can say he doesn't know what's going on. That is just crazy for anybody to even want to believe that. So then we look at, but then was interesting if we go and look at the Denver-Houston game, because Denver came out, boy, just blazing, and they beat Houston after Houston beat the Patriots last week, 38-24. So you always look at that any given Sunday, talk about a WTF moment for sure. But here's something that I thought was just really kind of funny. So funny, haha, yeah, I'm laughing my head off at this because, you know, character counts in the NFL because to me, you can tell not just who a player is, I won't even get into the AB stuff, but when you look at some of these players and they go to a different team once they've been on a Steeler team and you just see that their character hasn't changed. And let's talk Le'Veon Bell. What's going on with him? Well, it's been reported that he was sick 2 days. That's why he wasn't playing over the weekend for the New York Jets. And he was sent home on Friday. So he missed Saturday's walkthrough. And then he bowled until 1 a.m. in the morning on Saturday night. So apparently he felt better, but he missed Sunday's game. And so to me, it's like, WTF, dude, what are you doing? So talk about, you know what, coach, that's your problem. I think you knew what you were getting. And there's some reports that he didn't know what he was getting, or he didn't really have a say in it. But you just look at that owner sometimes, and you look at some of the people, especially the teams that try to get AB after the shenanigans he did with the Steelers. And you just want to say to people, hey, you know what? They are who you think they are. I mean, who said that? So that's talking about a WTF moment for sure. In the Atlanta game, this was funny. So they, you know, put up a 40 burger over Carolina, but the kicker coup recovered a fumble and then kicked a field goal after that. So that was kind of funny. He was the one that recovered the fumble. And then there was also in the Tennessee game, Ryan Tannehill made an interception and then tackled the player who made the interception. Reminds me of Ben a few years back in a divisional game where he grabbed the foot of a player after a fumble by Bettis. And we know how that turned out, which was actually positive. But it's just crazy when you see that the kickers or the quarterbacks getting out there and actually making tackles and recovering, you know, fumbles and things like that. That's just funny to me. So let's get to the Steeler game. Oh my gosh, WTF moments. So one of the things that's, I don't know if anybody's noticing this. I know that our fearless leader, Joe Kuzma, has noticed this because I heard him on his after game podcast. I was like, me too. And that is Pouncey. I'm glad to have him back as a leader on the field and, you know, directing traffic, because I think that's where he needs to be. But has anybody noticed, other than myself and Joe, that his snaps from center have been low or high? He is not helping the quarterback out there. And if the quarterback now has to make sure and not just worry about the game, but make sure that the snaps are coming in where he doesn't have to worry about them being high or low, then that's an extra second or two that he has to make a decision on something else other than where the ball's going to go. So I really hope that Coach Tomlin has noticed that on film as well, and so has the offensive coordinator. And I realize nobody wants to get into Pouncey's face, but maybe Ben can, since they're best friends. Somebody needs to get in his face and go, dude, what's going on here? Look at the film. You've had so many games. I mean, to me, that's a huge WTF moment. But also, when we get into this game, so anybody wonder why we were doing a fake punt with Jordan Berry? Now, Jordan Berry, what a sweet guy from down under, but he looked like a deer in headlights. And yes, at Tomlin's press conference after the game, he took responsibility for it and said, oh, I called it. You know, you're not fooling anybody, Coach T. We love you. But apparently it was called, and then it was called off, and Jordan Berry had no clue. Talk about a WTF, and I think that's what he probably said in his head. Oh, what the football? What's going on? And he didn't know what to do with it. And that poor guy, he could have gotten killed. So when he got tackled or sacked, I mean, you just were like, oh my gosh, did he get out of that tackle? But somebody needs to make sure, if it's too loud, that the punter is told what's going on. So let's keep that in mind as we head into the last few games, three games of the season. But another WTF were, and this is the fun stuff, the duck calls, the duck hats, everything that's going on with the Steelers right now. I mean, just the fact that how many of the Yinzers out there were calling for Tomlin's head, were calling for his job. People actually were saying, yeah, let's trade him to Washington for another draft pick. And now he is a candidate for Coach of the Year. He is at the top of the leaderboard in conversation. Now, he doesn't want to hear it because he's just focused on football. But when you look at what he's done with his high school football team here, without Ben, and let's face it, Juju, Connor, they've missed the last three games, and Connor and Juju have missed games during the rest of the season as well. And we didn't have Pouncey for a couple of games. We had to deal with Mason Rudolph for a couple of games, even though he had some good moments. This team is so young, and just, I mean, we have a great offensive line, thank God. So and our defense is playing lights out. They are just so in sync ever since we got Minka. But it was just pretty funny to see what Duck Hodges can do. I mean, to me, that is a great WTF. And I think his Twitter, if you don't get a chance to follow him, go on Duck Hodges or Devlin Hodges at Twitter, because he is hilarious. Zach Banner is also another one that's really funny out there, and they have some banter back and forth. but because they keep saying Zach Banner, number 72 reporting as a eligible receiver, meaning that he's kind of acting as a tight end, but he never gets the ball. And so he's giving Duck crap about that. And he's like, well, what if I passed it to you and then you didn't catch it? I was trying to save you. So that was kind of funny. But just seeing, you know, Duck Dynasty out there and everybody with their Duck hats, and you know, and he even looked up when he heard some Duck calls and he's like, I need to teach you how to do that. And I think he was right. But the biggest thing, go look at video and go look at everybody who posted who went to the Steelers game. It was West Coast Heinz Field. I kid you not, when you look at that, it actually gave me chills when I saw it. It was, I mean, you see plays made by, you know, Bud Dupree and TJ Watt and the interceptions and the turnovers and the sacks, and people were cheering and screaming and happy. And we were on the road, people. We were on the road. We were in Arizona. And so it warmed my heart. I was just so happy to see that. But you had to be an Arizona Cardinal and think, what the football is going on here? Talk about a WTF moment, because the terrible towels and then add the yellow Duck memorabilia to all that. And it's just crazy, but it was pretty much a great game. I've watched it a few times now, and definitely was something to rewatch and hopefully build on. You know, Mike Tomlin now has not had a losing season in 13 years. And so we're really proud of that. Now, here's going into our next games, and just a kind of a little bit of a preview as far as a WTF. And this is a good one. You know, Deontay Johnson, at 1 week, he is just ridiculously amazing. And then we've got James Washington the next week, who is also ridiculously amazing as wide receivers. And we've got Snell in there. We've got Samuel in there as a wide receiver and also a running back for Samuels. Snell's really just getting us some of those extra mileage running back points or in running back yards, but that's great. But we are expected to get Juju and Connor back this week after missing three games. Now, Connor will be limited, I would think, only because he's been reported to say that he didn't think that he would be back without some shoulder surgery. But we don't have that really big, hefty running back right now. But Snell and Samuels are getting it done. But having Juju back with those other two receivers, oh my gosh. Juju's a great blocker. He's also that guy that goes up and fights for the ball. And he's got that youthful energy. Having those three receivers, I just don't know if Buffalo can handle it, especially at home. I think it is going to be a great game, week 15. I can't wait. But here's the funny thing, and here's the WTF, and I'll bring it back to football fantasy points. How many of you have sat or dropped Juju and Connor? And now you're in playoffs. And what do? Do you wait and see if they're going to play? Do you put them in? Do you try to get somebody off the waiver wire? I'm telling you, it's going to be interesting. I did pull off Deontay Johnson, so hopefully some of you also pulled him off. But it will be an interesting thing just from that standpoint. But I just cannot wait for our continued season to keep going. I predict we're going to probably be 10-6, I would think. I'm concerned about the last game of the season, which is against the Ravens. But here's a little thing, and this will be interesting around the league as a WTF moment for the entire league. If they get, because they're already getting the AFC North, so they're already winning that. If they get to week 17, do they rest their starters? Do they rest their starters? And if they do, and our team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, what team they are now, and Duck Hodges, has to go in there with the second string, the second tier players for the Ravens, when we almost beat them the first time. Now they've gotten better, so let's give them that. That could be a great game, and that could be a win for us. So I would love to see us go, you know, another 3-0 with the next last three games. I'm hopeful that it'll be 2-0 and or 2-1, but let's see what happens. But talk about a big WTF coming up. So it's been a great week of football. I'm very excited for week 15. Everyone, thanks for listening. Make it a great day. Make it a great week. And thank you for listening to the Steel City Underground WTF podcast.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.